I just want to build a city. I just want to build a house. Build a
So welcome to Auroville Radio.
Thank you, Nadia.
Welcome from Nadia. I'm here with Bhakti, speaking about her work and her ideas, her projects, and what she submitted in the Auroville Film Festival. So before speaking about your artwork, I would love you to introduce yourself, speak about yourself, what you do.
Well, maybe I'd like to start by saying I came back to Auroville 2 years ago.
Mm.
I am actually an Auroville kid, so I grew up here since I was 15, then left Paris and Brussels, where I studied graphic design, and now I thought it was a good time to come and experience life in Auroville as an adult. So I'm now developing a few projects and still being a freelance graphic designer. And if we want to talk about the project I submitted for the Auroville Film Festival.
Yeah, how come from graphic design you ended up proposing an animation work?
Yeah, so the story is that actually it's my final master's year diploma from La Cambre in Brussels. So my project was Auroville. So
you dedicated your diploma, your thesis, about to Auroville itself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So my intention was to talk about Auroville, to communicate the existence of Auroville, and to make people want to discover Auroville. Yeah, so I wanted to communicate in a different way than what we can see at the visitor center, for example. And so what came to me is to make songs and drawings for the songs. And the format of a music album was perfect because I was able to talk about many different subjects in a playful way, which was my intention, to actually have fun doing my projects and that it would be something with humor.
So you also created music?
Yeah, I did.
Playing and singing?
I did everything, but wow. I did get help from softwares.
Okay, of course, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But you had the whole idea of drawing, singing, and the sound, everything.
Yeah. And in the beginning, I wanted to have an overall view and create the whole project. But for the singing part and the music part, I thought a real professional would make it for me.
Okay.
But in the end, I was encouraged by my teachers and on the tests I had actually made. And so the tests became a reality.
No, they are amazing. I heard them all.
Yeah.
And I found them stunning, incredibly funny and coherent with the images and all the pictures.
I think that was my biggest challenge, to accept that nothing was 100% or didn't look super professional. But in the end, the entire project is, as you say, coherent. So it's fine. And the main message is maybe the emotion and the experience and not very scientific facts.
And did you get any particular feedback from the academic environment where you proposed it before?
Well, yes, it was actually not exactly, I would say, what was expected of a graphic design student, because it was a bit experimental.
Mm.
But people really, really loved it. Yeah.
Cool.
It's something new and refreshing. I mean, some people weren't particularly touched, but some people were extremely touched, so I guess that's a success. Yeah.
And do you have any idea, like any other similar project going on, where you combine animation, drawing, music together, or are you only working in graphic design, in like regular, ordinary graphic design right now?
Well, I would say that I haven't done such creative projects just for myself, but in my graphic design work, I do make motion design, so it does integrate movement, illustrations, usually voiceovers, and sometimes music, but I don't do everything as an experiment. It's
That was particular. That is particular, and that's why also it is in the film festival.
Yeah.
It's cool to have, I think it's cool to have in the film festival something like this, which is not like a regular documentary or normal movie, yeah. whatever. It's more, as you said, experimental and in a way a combination of, yeah, the music album, the graphic design, the coherency of the narrative story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there something you would love to share about your future projects here in Oroville, if there's anything?
Well, I would say that in link even with this project and the idea of communicating about Oroville on a more maybe artistic level, I have recently started an artist residency. So the idea is the same, is to create exchange, to make people want to come and explore Oroville, to bring in artists that create work here that will share it with the Orvillians, that will collaborate. So in that way is bridging Oroville and the outside world into an artistic form.
Artistic residency. I know that some of these residencies already happen. Is there any other artists coming in the next few months?
Yes, so I've curated now two artists. And the third artist is a collaboration. So two girls are coming in March, yes. And so this first phase was a test, so the three first artists. And I hope this will really develop and that I can continue hosting more and more artists and finding funding, starting an art collection.
And what happens when you have an artist residency? What do they do for themselves and for the community?
So they come with an intention, with a project. It can be from 1 month to 3 months. I mean, it's pretty flexible. The important thing is that they have a project and an intention, and while they're here, they work hard to manifest it. It's fine if it doesn't look like their initial project, but the idea is really to have a final creation to be shown and shared with the Orvillians. And usually in their project proposals, they always have a part of collaboration with Oroville projects, so it could be someone or a unit of Oroville or something like that. And mm-hmm. for me, this it's important that this residency offers installations or final creations to Oroville, and it's not only about the research and that nobody sees it. It's about really sharing something that is accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's what should be there and the best, but I just feel that maybe that brings something new into Oroville.
Yeah, definitely fresh new energy yeah. coming from abroad, yeah. but with collaboration, so not just ephemeral energy like the guest energy who yeah. just come and go, but something deeper. Cool. Is there anything you want to ask from our listeners? Or, yeah, anything else you want to share?
No, I think I'm happy to be here now and to explore different projects in Oroville. And I think art and culture is what drives me. So if anybody has crazy ideas of what's needed in Oroville.
Cool. So looking forward to watching your animation work and to participating in all the artistic projects you have ahead here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.